Betsy Paulette. Marilyn McCartney and I are interviewing personnel who are or who were instrumental in developing Renfrew Museum and Park. Today is Thursday, April 8, 1993, and we are interviewing Blanche Dukart. Mrs. Dukart was employed as a curatorial secretary from August of 1975 through March of 1976. Then she became guide supervisor and hostess from that date in March 1976 through May of 1979.
We had our first meeting with Richard Miller down at the Citizens National Bank. He told us all about Renfrew, what they were going to do, and how they were going to do it. And he wanted everyone there to sign up as guides if they would. And I think there were about 60 people at that time. Of course, they all didn't stick to what they were said they were going to do. You know, we just got maybe about 30 out of that group. So that took, that was about the beginning. That was the beginning of the first year. But no one did anything until the place was restored. And then we had a dedication. And refreshments after that. And we all dressed in long gowns that evening.
Was then, that in a formal gown that you wore?
Yeah,
formal like an evening gown that you dressed?
And I can tell you all who was there. There were the Baylor girls and Mrs. Baylor, Marion Grove, I think Undine Warner, and I can't remember just exactly who was there at the time, all of them. So it started from there, and of course, I was a guide at that time. And then after Paula left, then I took her place. So we had about 30 guides, and each month I'd make up a list, a calendar really, and ask each one when they could work. So we had two guides and a ticket taker. That's how we worked it. And then on Sundays, after everything was over, I would have to tally up everything. Next day, take it into the town, what do you want to
call it? Borough.
And so you kept a record of how many people came
each
weekend.
That weekend, or if we had tours in between that, which we did. And Mary Jane Miller and I did that together because we could both get away at that time. And we'd have people come in from nursing homes, from Baltimore, I can't begin to tell you where all the places they came.
And you were open 3 days a week on Thursdays
and special
Saturdays.
Days when they would make an appointment for it and want to come. We made it our business to be there.
So if they wanted to come on a Monday, if it would suit you, you would schedule someone to come and guide them on a Monday.
No, Mary Jane and I would do that together. We always did that because we couldn't depend on the guides for everything, so we did that ourselves. And when one of the guides couldn't come, maybe illness or something came up, then we'd take over. She or I, either one of us. And we had the first picnic. We had cook-ins at the in the kitchen. And that would always be around Christmas because we'd use a fireplace. And Thanksgiving. We would have things that they used in colonial days, like peanut butter soup. And all these different things. And they were allowed to taste it. And we'd have long lines, you know. Then we had Mother's Day on Sunday where they'd be standing outside waiting to get in.
Did you serve refreshments at Mother's Day?
Yeah, we just had to take in about 10 at a time. And because we had someone upstairs and we'd have someone downstairs. So when the ones were ready to go up, the other ones were coming down, so we just worked it that way.
Did you have donated refreshments, or did you buy cookies, or do you remember what you had?
We donated it.
Mm-hmm. The gods.
Some things, maybe sometimes, we, like for the dedication, that money was given to us and so forth, because we had invitations printed up and all that.
Tell me more about the picnic. I don't remember hearing about a picnic.
Well, it was just about 10 of us.
Just the people who were involved in Renfrew.
In Renfrew, and then one year I had little medallions made for a little bracelet, or you could wear it around your neck, but the logo on that we gave to all the guides. And I have one of those, I'll show it to you. And we did that, and we had a picnic at that time, too. So we had several, you know.
Where did you picnic? Out where the picnic grounds are now?
We did that. I'm just trying to remember all the things. It's we had a medicine show. We had the horse and buggy. Well, I guess you wouldn't. Yes, the buggy. Well, one of the big ones, you know, mm-hmm. where they could stand outside and sell their wares. And I have a good picture of that. And the poor horse looked so bedraggled. So the next week, they went someplace else. This, maybe you don't want this in there. And they overfed him, and the poor horse passed away. So that was the end of that. So we've had oodles of things.
Is there anything around Christmas?
The first Christmas, yeah, we had the recorders there. We had the recorders from Hagerstown. We had the we had them up in the gallery. There was a harp and all the recorders. And you could hear this all through the house. And we had candles in all the windows. And we allowed everyone, at Christmas we didn't allow them to go in the rooms. At the beginning we did, but then it got to be so many that we had to just put a word, or, you know, rope across the rooms. Oh. Our first tree, I think, was upstairs. As you can see, the cupboard there. And that would be in the which we called the maple bedroom. And then this is the kitchen, the way we had it arranged. And Mrs. Mattern is sitting there. Of course, she's dead now. And that's Mary Jane in the little side parlor. And this is Mrs. Florence, Catherine Florence, and Mrs. Mattern. And we always had a display in the, this was cabinets all here. And one year I got all of Miss Pauline has all her dolls. She has them, she had them from way back. And we'd put those on here. Each year we had something different. At Easter time we'd have eggs and all sorts of things. We had Mrs. Bailey to come with all her eggs and bring them out.
Now, was this in the gallery that was fixed up as a gallery?
This is a gallery, uh-huh. And you can see how nice that kitchen looks now. And this was up in the child's bedroom, and that's Todd, believe it or not. And and it was so pretty. We got the tables, little tables and chairs, and this is the dining room, and that's Todd and Florence and myself. And of course, that's out of the older house now. They certainly tore up everything.
The chandelier is at the older house.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
On loan.
On loan to the older
mm-hmm.
house.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't realized that.
So there's a nice write-up if you want to take this along with you.
I would like to.
Sure. You can read more, but I don't think there's any more pictures. But they came from Harrisburg and did this because they thought it was so pretty. So you can take that. This 1978. We had the tree in the hall. The first year we had the tree in the hall. Second year we had it upstairs. We tried to change things, and the rooms were just beautiful. Just beautiful. See what this is. Oh, this is another one. You wouldn't believe the stuff I have. That's some of the John Bell pottery. And of course, that's the famous rooster. And this we had in the spatterware, we had in the, there was a corner cupboard in that room, and we had all the spatterware in there. And the big green is in the kitchen, back in the kitchen again. They took that out, then they put it back.
The cupboard, the green cupboard?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we had, we set the table with the export china. And this is the old wine cooler and the caster. And of course that's the church. And here's Mark Michaels. He graduated from college. He was working in during the summer while he was home from college. So you may take this too
all
if
right,
you like.
Thank you.
Oh, that's so much stuff. I don't believe all these things. And it's more and more. I just kept everything. And this is telling you, when we were down at the bank, what we did and what he asked for. And
this was the initial meeting
this
that was
yeah.
held.
And of course, none of this worked out either because they changed, you know, which I didn't like too well. They wrote up, they had Winitor to come up there and write up the, what do you want to call it? I can't think of the word now for it. And Koenig changed the whole thing. He was awful. he was terrible.
Peggy Clooney was here with Winitor. I remember reading in the magazine about her.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I was with her a good bit of the time while she was writing up, and there's a lot of, I won't go into that. There's a lot of, I don't want to mention names. It was a couple of afternoons, was pretty horrible. If you want to take that too, you can. Now these are some of the things that I wrote up for the Eastern Secretarial. This all this in here. I don't know whether they have any of this, and I would imagine they have all of this on record in the secretarial book, the minute book.
See, I haven't seen that. That
yeah.
probably is in Shirley's
Well, this is
office.
Some of this. Uh-huh. This is some of it. See, I had to make reports every once in a while, too. Every month, really. So, if you'd like to read that, you
All
may.
All right. Did you attend the board meetings that
In the beginning. In the beginning. Let's see what else I have. Now this was the sheet that we had to take care of on Sunday when we finished.
I'd like to have a copy of that if I may.
Mm-hmm.
I'll return these to you.
Then. Okay. Now this is my schedule. Like this is for October. See, we didn't have a ticket taker there, but one of us did that. But these are all the peoples, you know, that came,
mm-hmm.
and several of them have died since then.
This is why they wanted the oral history, because people have passed away
uh-huh.
that they don't have records.
Well, we had a demonstration. See, I have spinning there, the spinning wheels, too. The Baylor girls did that also. They came with this big spinning wheel and spun it and carded, and they did all these things.
I know.
So we had that two Sundays of that month in October. I don't have the date, it was just October. We had that. That's how I made them up. Newsletter number 6, volume 2, picnic for the guys. There were 38. We had the spinning of wool, flax. Donna and Ann Schoonover did that. You know the Schoonovers?
Yes.
Yes, I saw a picture in the scrapbook.
And then on November the 19th, we called it the cookery. Then the Xmas program was being planned. These are notes I just took.
And this is a lady that was in charge of textiles up in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Now there's some more. Well, then we took a bus trip down to Annapolis. Also, we took a bus trip to, not Greencastle, down in Wilmington, Delaware. We took a bus trip there. And that, please keep, this tells you all about it. And then, of course, then we had flower shows, the Antietam, and the picnic for guys. There's all my notes in there. So, you know, tells you everything. What went on and so forth.
Now, if you don't mind us booking those, it might fill in some questions that we would
You just have.
Have
to, some of them, I've scribbled a lot of things down here. But this is before I wrote up the newsletter for them. Because I'd have to go in there, write that up, and then have copies made in the borough, town hall, now see, I got that. And then I would send those out. And also, we sent that to the garden club, but then after a while we didn't do that because that was too much.
See, we don't have copies of the newsletters, so we need to check to see if they have
this
on file.
This is 1975. You may look at that if you like. They probably have all those in the minutes. And that was the gods that could come to the picnic.
That's good. We would like that.
Yes, we need to get a list of the guides, so that
would
be great.
Oh, I have this. I have that, what did I do with it? Over there, the file over here.
Oh,
that's all the guides.
Great.
And this is a group reservation form. See, I saved, that was Thanksgiving, November, December, April, Easter, of course, Easter's we had no tours. June, September. Easter. I would make these up and then, just send. I like to draw, so I'm still in all this stuff. That's why it's like that. Then I'd sit and doodle.
I love that.
And that's that's the 4th of July.
Fireworks.
You really don't want all that. You have one.
Well, if we have a list of guides in your file box, we probably.
Oh, yeah, I have all that. That's December. Now, this was my list of what was in the house, and I wrote everything down. And when I came in to turn off system,
security system.
I'd be there half hour before time, and I always carried that big key for the kitchen. I went in that way, but then I would go down the basement, turn all light off. Then I'd go through the rooms and to see if everything was in place where it should be. And then I did that afterwards also. Now, this is what was in the office at that time. You might want to
take
that. This was in the bathroom. And this was in the gallery. These are the things we had in the rooms.
And you would check that each thing was there, that it had not been stolen or misplaced.
Right. The master bedroom, which was the one, as you go up the steps on the left. That was the master bedroom. This is the curly maple bedroom, where the curly maple bedrooms.
That's the, the one opposite the
right,
master
uh-huh.
bedroom.
Child's bedroom. Upper passageway and landing. And this is a lower passageway. And that's the front. The back parlor. And the Nicodemus room.
Yeah.
All that was in there. This is when they were spinning.
Yes, that's in the scrapbook, I believe.
That. Mm-hmm.
Good idea.
And this is Mother's Day open house. We had that. And this is the dedication ceremony. They evidently have all this, don't you think?
They have that in the scrapbook, I
mm-hmm.
think. And this, I believe, is in the scrapbook. Mm-hmm. And what was this medallion with this Renfrew?
This was just the logo.
The logo?
Mm-hmm.
Could I borrow
that's
that?
In the capsule.
Oh, on top of the capsule.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'd like
mm-hmm.
to borrow that. This I think we have in the scrapbook.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was, well, these dolls belong to me. I used to take my dolls out there and send them around with the others too.
That's in our scrapbook.
So. And here's all the dolls that I had that belonged to her. She has a beautiful collection.
This is Pauline Hess.
Hess, yeah. Uh-huh. And she's still living, by the way, and she's in her 90s. And that's spinning, too. And here's the newsletter. Traveling Medicine Show Professor. That was his name. you have to say this. I can't say it. I know what it said. Preposterous. Right?
Preposterous,
yeah.
Yes.
And his medicine show held in the park area at Renfrew is well attended. And then we had flower motifs. See, I don't remember some of this stuff too. We had a tea Sunday opening the flower show. Friends are we and they're the ones that host. Do you want this?
Mm-hmm.
May. And this is August.
I can check probably with the minutes and figure out which year it is.
Those are they were newsletters that were
key up the different things.
Mm-hmm. And this is the Nature Trail. You have one of those because that came after me. Then we had this one Sunday. And this is the recorders when we had, our, that was in 77. I got a book and drew up the recorders. This is a program that we had. Did you, does that, is that there?
No, that's not there.
Oh, this is another newsletter. Now these are, this book here is messy looking. But that was like on Monday, we had people from,
Mrs. Applinell.
Uh-huh.
I knew her.
Julia?
She was a teacher at Cascade.
Uh-huh. And we had all these tours. That's how I put those in my book and then I left them on the...
Could I borrow that?
Oh, that's a mess.
Well, just would give us
that
an
envelope.
Idea.
We haven't
mm-hmm.
looked at that.
Let's see here. Well, that isn't there. Now, this was in the kitchen. Take a look at this. See, some of this was at night, too. This was during a cookery, too. See how they dressed? Do you know, she's a teacher, too. She's a good friend of mine.
Kay Reston.
Uh-huh.
Kay Reston.
Kay Reston. And this is when, there's Paula and my two daughters-in-laws and Mary Jane. That's when they were working on the house. And these people were waiting to get in. Mother's Day. And this is some of the people that were in the dining room. That's Lois Kessler. And then they are in the kitchen sampling. And Lois Thomas had her granddaughter, where she did the cooking that year, and she had her dressed up. And that's the Baylor girls here. That's Deemer, John Deemer.
We interviewed him.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
That was a kitchen. And that's Kay, too. And that's Mary Jane and Ed. That's in the hall. And that, did you know Ruth Ventra?
No.
That's my husband's cousin. She was coming out the front door, so I took her picture. That's another one of Ed and Mary
That's
Jane.
Nice.
Uh-huh. And of course the clock. And this was at Christmas. That's Marion Grove, Frances Miller, and Mary Jane. That's Marion. See me dressed up and formal. No, that was the beginning. That's Mrs. She's dead too. Oh, gosh, I can't think of her. She was a good friend also. I don't have anything written on the back of these. Just up to a point.
The scrapbook is big and brown, and
yeah.
It has the red
yeah,
ribbon in it.
Was
cut for the dedication.
Yeah. Partially. Now this is.
How much of the pottery did Mrs. Nicodemus have when you started?
Oh my God, all that recorded someplace too. There's a picture here of the pottery.
Right
here, and this. This is the upper, and that's the lower.
And that was all Mrs. Nicodemus's that she owned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she had the two figures here?
Mm-hmm. They were there also. Where are they?
They're there.
Are they?
They're in the visitors' center.
They're an individual case is displayed. Mm-hmm.
This was a display of all the...
Hand-hooked
rugs, that's what I wanted to say. That's my problem.
Where did she get them?
Well, she brought them from different places. She would go to Ballmer, this is before the museum now, and go to the antique shops down there, which were very well known, and buy these beautiful antiques. And she'd go all around, Harrisburg, any place like that. In fact, the corner cupboard that's in the dining room came from Five Forks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when she had the hand-hooked rugs, did she use them in her house? Or did she have display or what?
No, I don't think she had them displayed. She may have had a few at that time. See that? No, there's the dolls again, too.
What exhibits do you remember in particular in the gallery?
John Bell, because I particularly like that. And the dolls. Easter, Mrs. Bailey, with all her beautiful eggs. Oh, many things. Supposed to come up in the morning, and she didn't come until the afternoon.
Who's she?
I don't know. She was from Walter's Art Gallery in Ballmer.
Right.
And she wrote a book on Percherons. It was a big book, you know, about this wide and long. She brought that up, and She said, if I had known this was such a beautiful place and not a log cabin, I would have been up here sooner. When she left, she says, never disturb this place. Leave it just the way it is.
Nicodemus, personally?
No, I didn't know her personally. I didn't go out there until after she had died in the museum, but she used to come in the stores. I knew her from then. And this is in Emmitsburg. When they refurnished their school or college over there, she bought two of these beds. There's two of them. That's how we had it set up. Is this doll there? I gave that old doll, I think. Yeah. And this was upstairs in that room also, in the child's bedroom. All the chalkware was there. Some of them were in her family, but I can't remember, you know, of course, they were all in German, too.
The Fractors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we would have a little meeting and...
Training the guides.
I'm not very good at that. I just tried to help them wherever I could. Some things I didn't like what they did sometimes, but I would try to say something, but not say that it was them, really, you know? So, outside of that, it all went very smoothly.
I was wondering how they would know about the different things in the rooms.
Oh, they had training before we started.
Oh, Mrs. Cooney
yeah.
trained,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Paula said
yeah.
that she
before.
Did the training.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I was after all that, you know. But I went for the training, too, because I was going to be a guide. Walk up the steps. Oh, my gosh, I could live here, and I just feel like I can go to bed here. They used to tell
Miller,
us all these.
Mentioned that they would be going through and saying, oh, I remember there was something like this in my grandmother's
yeah,
house,
yeah,
or
mm-hmm,
I
yeah.
remember seeing that before.
And you'd have to watch the people that came in from the homes, because they wanted to pick things up all the time. And you just had to nicely tell them, you know, well, we can't do this, you know.
Was there any special thing that you remember that people particularly liked seeing or particularly liked in the display?
They liked everything, really. They just thought the house was beautiful. And she had some lovely things.
Can you tell us anything about Holly the cat?
Oh, yes, heavens. Holly greeted me every day. She'd be upstairs on the bedroom, in one of the bedrooms, mostly in the master bedroom, up on the bed, and we would let her there sometime. Just, you know, especially when we had those dresses and shoes out like that, you know, we'd let her there. Yes, I used to feed her, and Ed wasn't there. And a couple times when she'd come in the door, she'd bring another cat with her. But they never stayed around. But she was there for a long time. And I can remember quite a bit. She used to follow me all around when she was in the house. Most of the time she wasn't when there were visitors. But a few times she was. Yeah. Very good. Very good to be there.
I'm sure.
He was so dedicated, you know.
He still is.
Yeah.
He still loves it and feels very concerned.
Because he was, he took care of things before. It was a museum. But he's very dedicated. I have some nice letters that people wrote. So, you know, there's just many, many things. The whole road going into the house was covered with water. And I remember going downstairs and shoveling it out in the basement. We had to do that. Mary Jane, Ed and I, we used to do all that. We house cleaned that place in January and February. And that wasn't above me not to do that, because I just loved what was there. And I wanted to be seen and taken care of. But We absolutely cleaned that from the attic on down to the basement. And that doesn't get done anymore. I feel reasonably sure about that from the way it looked a couple times I was in here. I do go out at Christmas with the garden club. I belong to the tool house. I like the digging in the... I don't care too much. Well, I like to arrange flowers, but that's one reason why I quit the Antietam Garden Club, because it was too precise, and the judges were horrible sometimes.
Were you involved with the Agnes Harbaugh Memorial Herb Garden in any way?
Yeah, all those. Did I take her name out of there? Agnes Harbaugh.
I'll check. I know that she's passed away.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she was great. She liked to take the people outdoors because that was her pleasure in doing that. Of course, that's what she was, an agriculturist. And Marion Grove used to take the ladies out. After we all finished, she used to go outside and take them around back. They did things, you know, that...
Above and beyond.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They did. Yeah, that's about all I
can. Well, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate all your clippings and photographs. It was a very nice interview, I think. Thanks so much for allowing us to come.
Sure.